in what could be interpreted as, or could be, you know, a foreshadowing of a major blow to the quote unquote sort of fake news establishment. CNN agreed yesterday to settle a lawsuit with Covington Catholic student Nick Sandman. The amount of the settlement was not made public during the hearing, but Sandman had sought $800 million from CNN. And for those that, that don't recall, Nick Sandman was the Covington Catholic student who was in DC and got approached by some protesters, and some guy got in his face and was banging a drum, and the scene got rather chaotic, and he committed the horrific crime of standing still and smiling.
Yeah.
Which caused CNN contributors and personalities and hosts to talk about how punchable his face was, and all sorts of horrible projections got cast upon this kid for standing there and smiling wearing a red MAGA cap.
I know this is not the focus. We can bring Jeff O'Brien on, our lawyer extraordinaire. Good morning, sir. Nice to have you with us. Just a side note on this real quick, and we can get into the meat of it, but just an observation. I believe that this would, if Nick Sandman didn't have the type of face that he has, this would have been a different story. And I know I'm being petty, but he looks just like NASCAR race car driver Joey Logano. And if you ask anybody who has the most punchable face in NASCAR, is Joey Logano. I think a lot of this stems from, it's very superficial, but a lot of this stems from just that Nick Sandman had this very resting, stoic
smirk face. Yeah, he had a smirk.
He had a resting smirk face, yeah. And I know it's very superficial, but I think that's part of the reason why people felt so irrationally emboldened to say that he was mocking this guy. But Jeff, what do you think this means in CNN settling this lawsuit? Would they have looked even worse if they hadn't and they had fought against him?
Well, you know, most lawsuits do get settled in some manner, and we'll likely never know the terms of what this settlement was, because I can tell you from 2 decades of drafting settlement agreements, there's always a confidentiality clause, and there's always a clause that says nobody's admitting liability. I mean, CNN made a business decision here to settle with this young man and cut off further litigation on it. Now, I think the more important part of this is the optics of it, especially when you're talking about the network that is at odds almost daily with the president, and kind of the reason why he coined the phrase fake news. And, you know, for CNN to even settle with this kid rather than take it all the way to trial and win, I think is going to... It certainly is a chink in their armor in terms of their claims that they're an objective news source. I think that this is another instance, and they've obviously learned nothing from it, at least yet, given the way that they covered this whole issue with Iran last
year. Right.
So I don't know that it's necessarily going to change how they report news. It would probably, in my opinion, take more of these types of lawsuits for the powers that be at CNN to say, we're tired of writing checks. Clean up your standards, yeah, to their reporters. So it could open the door for more of these types of lawsuits if someone believes that a news outlet has skewed a story in a way to shape the narrative. And also it's important that I think the lawsuit against the Washington Post, some of the claims survived. I can't remember if there's one against the New York Times. There's a few more of these lawsuits.
There's a Washington Post and NBC Universal along with CNN. Yeah, that was the total of the $800 million.
A few more lawsuits out there. So we'll see. I'll be curious to see where those lawsuits go. If those settle now, and it kind of puts a stain on this claim that the media is nothing but objective.
It's a joke. I mean, to anybody that the only people going out there claiming that are entities like CNN, who are desperately trying to remain relevant or desperately trying to protect their brand. But, you know, incidents like this, I mean, if you really think back to how this whole Covington Catholic thing played out, it really was a very disgusting episode between not just media, but, you know, people on social media. And it's still out there. I mean, you can still go out there and find idiots on social media that think this kid is, you know, every horrific caricature that they could come up with, when all he did was just stand in a spot.
Right. Yeah. They skewed their coverage of this and their photos of this in a way to make it look like he had confronted this protester, when actually the guy with the drum actually went up and got in his face when he was just standing there waiting for his school bus to come pick him up from this trip they were having.
Now, attorneys say that the money they're seeking from not just CNN, but as mentioned, you know, Washington Post, NBC News, others, is not designed to compensate Nick or the family, but to, quote, deter the defendants from doing the same thing in the future. Do you think that will be effective?
Well, time will tell.
Yeah.
You know, there's definitely was a shift in journalism going back to, I think it was, you know, when Walter Cronkite came out and started to question the Vietnam War, somehow it got into journalism schools that reporters can somehow influence the news rather than just report on it. So you're talking about reversing decades of what's taught in journalism school. One lawsuit and one check having to be written, I'm assuming there's some check that had to be written, is not going to change all of that. But if this opens the door to a series of these lawsuits from other folks, you know, that feel that a news outlet has improperly shaped the narrative and in a way that makes them look bad, I think there may be a chance that things that some things change in the future, but I don't think it's going to happen overnight.
Jeff O'Brien, as always, man, lawyer extraordinaire. Thank you for the time, and nice to have you on pre World War III.
Take care, Jeff. We'll talk to you again soon.